Hello, church. As we go through Song of Songs, I'd like to encourage us to take some time to read and reflect upon the word and the questions as well. Today, I want to go over just one small part of Song of Songs. And, this passage, this entire book, it's all about a very intimate sort of love. It's all about intimacy. It's all about something very unique and special. And I think it really paints a certain picture when it comes to love that's very relational. But in the midst of everything that we see, there's a lot of language that we see that might make us feel a little bit uncomfortable. There might be language that's very abstract, right? A lot of the language is very illustrative. And a lot of the language that's used in Song of Songs, it's illustrative because this is sort of a language that's easily understood by the people at that time, right? It's a lot of context. And this is obviously not a normal way for us to speak today, but this is a normal way that people may have spoke in the past. And this is how people would understand certain things, certain phrases. And so... as we look at Song of Songs, there's a lot of things that might seem unfamiliar. But the important thing to look at is how all the ways that are, all the things that are described in Song of Songs, right? All the ways that a person or a love is described in Song of Songs, it's meant to be very special and intimate. And, it's a really interesting thing because, again, this isn't something that we see every day. But there's something I'd like to point us towards, right? If you go to chapter 8 and verses 6 to 7, and this is what it says, right? And I'm reading this from the NIV version. It says, "Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death. Its jealousy, unyielding as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all the wealth of one's house for love, it would be utterly scorned." Now, as we think about that, these verses particularly are talking conceptually about love. It's talking conceptually about the strength, about the power, about the force that love is. And it's so strong that it's like a seal that's on your heart. It's so strong that it has the same power as death almost. It's so strong that it's like a blazing fire. Now, I'd like to ask us, do we have that sort of love? Do we have that sort of love for maybe our friends, our family? Do we have that for our husband or wife? Do we have that love for our children? Do we have that love for God? Right? Who do we have that love for? I think it's such an important thing to reflect on. Right? Does our love, right? Does it seem like it's so strong that it's like a blazing fire or a mighty flame? Now, I'm not saying that our love has to be in that way, that we have to, it has to be this mighty flame. It has to be something that's roaring and strong. And that's not the point. But it's important to think about this because love is such an important topic in this day and age. Love is such an important topic to many people, to Christians, to non-Christians, to this entire world. But the love that the world seems to understand is vastly different. It's vastly different from the love that Christ talks about, from the love that we see in scriptures. Right? For our love to be unquenchable, for our love to be a blazing fire, right? It's talking about the strength of love, that it's so powerful. And we know through scriptures that our God is love. We know through scriptures that our God is the same, he's the embodiment of love. And so really, in some ways, this part of Song of Songs is talking about the strength and the power of God. Our God is obviously like a roaring fire. Our God is obviously like, way stronger than death. He is more stronger. He is more powerful than all things in this world. Brothers and sisters, friends and family, you know, as we think about these verses, you know, I'd like to ask us to reflect on the type of love that we have for one another. If our love is imperfect, will we strive to be closer towards God? Will we strive to be closer to make sure that our love is reflective of God? Will we work on ourselves to improve? Will we work on ourselves to grow? Right? Because ultimately, that's the important thing. Are we growing in our love for one another and for God? So with that being said, let me just close this in prayer. Father, as we reflect on the concept of love, as we reflect on what it means, what it looks like, Lord, I ask that you'd help us ever so grow more in this field. Lord, love might be something that comes easily for some of us. It might be something that's hard for some of us. And Lord, you know, all of us, we're at different parts of our lives. We're at different areas of our lives. But regardless of where we are at, Lord, I ask that you'd help us grow more and more every single day. Help us grow more in our love for you and our love towards one another. And help us understand that this is a normal thing. This is a good thing, God. Lord, for some of us that feel unready or unequipped, Lord, I ask that you give us the strength and the courage to remember that you have given us the capabilities to grow in love. So Lord, I pray, be with us today. God, I thank you. And I pray all these things in your son's name. Amen.